Welcome back to the Cetera Podcast. I'm your host, Victor. I'm my co-host, Mark. How you doing today, sir?
Doing great. How are you, sir?
Can't complain. Just had a beautiful Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day? Happy Mother's Day to your mom. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Yes, to everyone out there. I mean, it was all right. My mom wasn't feeling that well. She was a little under the weather, so we kind of just chilled for the most part. That was about it. Went to church, though, so that was good service. How was Mother's Day for you?
She was calm, special. Had the grandmother come up, had my brother come up, gave out some flowers and stuff, and had some food and had some laughs. It was a good time. Nice. It was kind of funny, though, because my brother pulled up after work, and he was like, he got my mom and my grandmother flowers, but he went to somebody that, like, was friends with the owner, or he's friends with the owner's son.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, like, this is my friend. Like, he's trying to get flowers for his mom and his grandma. Like, hook him up. And he, like, didn't pay a lot, but she gave him, like, this crazy, like, two of these crazy ass, like, bouquets, like, arrangement type joints. They're, like, huge. And he's like, yo, like, I didn't pay that much. And I got to, like, he picked it up before he went to work. He had to drive around with the shit all day. And he's like, I couldn't see out my car, bro. Like, no lie. Like, if I were to, like, show you, like, what the size of it was, like, imagine, like, my body is, like, the pot. And then the shit just extended like this far out with like flowers and leaves and shit. And then we just
pretty tough though.
Yeah, we were like all kind of like having a laugh about it because like when I saw him, he had already brought one into the house. So the first I saw him with the one, I was like, oh shit, like he got like an arrangement or whatever for mom. Then I walk into the kitchen, there's two. I'm like, damn, bro, like what the fuck?
Oh, there's more, bro. There's got five more.
This is just today.
Yeah, people coming in, just put them in the back, guys. Yeah,
like you just hear like a truck in the back, like beep, beep, beep. But no, that was cool. Good times. Awesome. No complaints there. Always fun to show love to the moms.
Yeah.
But no complaints there. Other than that, what else is going on in your world, Mark?
I actually the other day I went back to Jim Steak.
Okay.
On South Street.
If you all don't know, popular place in Philadelphia, burnt down at one point on accident.
I know.
On accident.
I'm saying it's Ishkabibble. It's right across the street.
It was an accident. We're just going to leave it at that. They're back now.
Yeah. Make sure we got lots of lights around and cameras.
No insurance fraud whatsoever. No rivalries. No nothing.
Yeah. But went there. I have to say, place looks amazing. Looks like...
Does it look like how it was before? Are they like completely redid it?
A little bit, yeah. It still has the same design, but as far as like the seating, like amazing.
Do you still
like,
get burnt waiting in line for your food?
Huh?
Do you still get like hit by grease when you wait in line for your food?
I mean, they kind of have like the glass there. I mean,
they had it before. That shit was still...
It was funny. I was like, what if they just didn't have this year? just like, hey, can I...
I remember last time, before it burned down, me, you, and Q went. Like, we were down South Street and we got something. I remember just waiting in line. Like, the shit just, like, kept hitting my arm. Like, damn, bro. Like, I'm not on the clock. You don't got to burn me.
And I'm just cracking up because I'm thinking, like... Imagine you're just sitting there waiting. By the time you finally get your cheesesteak, you're just, like, covered.
Yeah, you did a whole shift.
Like, I didn't even eat it yet. Yeah. But, so I was just laughing at that. Like, just wondering if that would just be hitting you while you're trying to order. But, inside looks amazing. They have, like, a bunch of, like, artwork inside there now. And as far as by artwork, I mean, like, kind of like a mural in a sense. Like, an actual, like, rock, like, glass mural.
Oh, what? Stuff.
Yeah.
Can't have that. Can't mess up the audio.
Yeah, no. So they had all of that in there, and yeah, like I said, upstairs, amazing, clean. I went upstairs to eat, and it was funny because they had one guy up there, and it was just weird because he was just kind of just standing there.
Like security or something?
That's what you would think, right? No, he's just there to clean, but like. You would think if it was like a fine dining restaurant, because usually that's what happens when you're at fine dining restaurants. You see like a kind of like a cleaning guy or the waiter just in the corner kind of to himself, just waiting to see if anybody needs help.
Wait till something pop off. Wait till a crumb hits the floor.
But he was literally just there just waiting. And as soon as you leave, he's just like, goes to the table and just starts cleaning. But I'm like, but it's just awkward because he's literally standing like right there almost in front of you. Like you can't miss him. So we were just like laughing like, is he like security? Like what is he supposed to be doing here? He's just kind of staring at us, eat our food. Like it's a little weird. He was there just to clean. But other than that, yeah, place looked amazing. Food was phenomenal. I was like, bro, they can't hire me here because like I would literally be eating one of these joints almost every day. I guess I would say for the most part most exciting thing that happened.
Okay.
Stick, bro.
Not too bad.
Yeah, you know.
It was, I mean, it's an exciting thing. For y'all to know, it's a big deal that they came back.
But... Exactly. Wait, did we?
Did we what?
Did we talk about the fan expo?
We didn't talk about the fan expo. Okay. I was going to get into that a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
but
I was,
yeah,
you know, letting you have your time, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I barely get it, you know. It's good when I can say some stuff.
But yeah, fan expo. If y'all that don't know, lad, before we went to the fan expo, we had an episode speaking about, you know, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament. The guy got kicked out because he was funky. And then we talked about why there's no reason for y'all to be funky. And I gave y'all tips and tricks. And a handbook.
Some of y'all didn't.
And y'all didn't. Yeah. Some of y'all didn't. Some y'all missed y'all the episode. Some of y'all, I know our views ain't that crazy, but like y'all could have checked it out.
Exactly. I would say, though, it wasn't as bad as I would have.
Yeah. I mean, the room had AC. It was indoors.
It's pretty cold in there, yeah.
It wasn't a hot day.
Yeah, yeah. Rainy.
Rainy day.
But that could have also led to
more funk. I mean, yeah, you know, these people wet.
They, and that's why we needed the AC.
Yeah. You know, cool them off. But still, despite all that, there were some pockets.
Some places you could not escape.
Yeah. And it's not even like, oh, like they were moving around a lot today, or maybe they're sweaty. There's a difference, you know? Like if you've been out in the summer, you smell like outside. True. They ain't smell like outside.
Nah.
They smell like the inside of an asshole.
Smell like you was cooking something for a while under those arms.
And it was just the way that, like, it would be so calm for like an extended period of time. And then we would just, one of us would like hit a wall of funk. And we just look back at each other like.
It would just be funny because, like I said, you wouldn't. It wasn't so bad. So like you wouldn't have it happen like very often. But then when it does happen, I feel like for me at least, I'll realize, I'm like, dang, I did make the mistake. Why did I go into such a huge crowd? I should have avoided this. And I realized after I smelled, I'm like, this is my fault. It's kind of my fault.
I should have known better.
Yeah.
My bad.
I should never got this close to you. I don't know why I did. But yeah, that's literally how I felt like it was. It was just random moments when you're walking and out of nowhere, you're just like, okay, all right, I gotta move over. Yeah, I'm just like, dang, okay.
For y'all that don't know, like Fan Expo is like a pop culture convention thing that we went to. We didn't give contact.
Yeah.
There's new ears here.
Sci-fi, anime.
Yeah. All that stuff. All that jazz.
Yeah.
So it was a cool time. I mean, to be honest, like for what it was just like a bunch of vendors and shit.
I feel like
it was like a fucking flea market for anime. Like it wasn't really like.
Yeah, I would say what they should have did was like. Now, this is just me, but I feel like it would make a lot of sense. Kind of like mesh a little bit of like how the gaming convention was. Mm-hmm. Since it did have like people voice actors from the games, like they could have had, and they did have video games.
You know? But it was like you had to enlist in the army to play them.
I got to sign
up. I had to sign up to go to Iraq.
Just to play Rocket League. Smash.
Yeah, like.
Like, bro. Like, yeah, I was like, nah, I'm good. But
it's always been that way, though. Continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. But yeah, just that idea that they should have had like vendors, but also like gaming stuff, what are like kind of interactive.
Yeah.
Stuff, I feel like I just felt
and
like
everything was like pay to, like it was like an additional payment. So it's like, bro, what did I pay my ticket for? Like,
exactly. Cause that's why I felt like it was doing too much. Cause you want to go there to chill, see stuff, probably interact with obviously the famous people that you saw were going to be there, but didn't also realize you're signing another part of your life away, which is your bank account, just to go and take a picture to somebody. Like,
makes no sense, bro. But yeah, like the military thing is like, because I remember when my brother was younger, he used to go to like game battles and shit for like MW2.
I'm cracking up.
But like, you will get in, and then there'd be like U.S. Army people there too, trying to recruit. It's like, bro, like I'm just trying to play the game. I don't really want to do this shit real life. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to take real lives. Why are y'all here? We're 16, bro. Like, relax.
I'm like, yo, can I quickscope though?
Yeah. That's not real, so I don't want it. Like, but yeah, that's like the idea that you pay to get in, and there's just so much additional shit that like you have going on. Yeah. And then I saw these like stuff in the schedule, like meetups. And I ain't seen none of that shit really going on. Like I saw like the stages for the people talking, but some of them were open. Some of you got to pay.
Very disorganized.
Yeah,
sure, definitely.
And then it's like, oh, like the whole main marketing was like, oh, so and so is gonna be there, but then the only access you could have to them is if you pay them $50 to like take a photo with them. Like,
Yeah.
You're not even the real character. Like, unless you're about to tell me that, like, the actual Deku about to walk out, like, what the fuck did, like, like, what am I saying? I don't know you, bro. You not in the show.
I've never seen your face. You. I've heard your voice. I've never seen your face.
I'm really just here to say, like, if I say what's up to you, like, oh, shit, like, he sounds
for
like.
All I know, this probably isn't you.
Yeah, like, you could be some guy.
Like, just saying that you're the voice.
They don't show you in the credits. They show your name. Exactly. But, like, I don't know that.
Half the time, it's a Japanese. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know shit. You that's a great point, bro. You it could be some white guy that they call from backstage. Like, yeah, bro, like, you this guy, you the voice of Deku.
Just say these lines. Yeah. Just say the three lines. If they ask you questions, just say them again.
Yeah. And then it's like, you ask him to say, oh, like, do the voice. It's like, nah, bro, I can't do that. Like, copyright. I got
copyright, you know, an NDA. Sorry. You know, yeah. They told me if I do it, I gotta pay me and stuff.
I get a copyright strike if I do it outside of the booth.
You know, they draw.
That's really facts. Like, you could really do that. Like, just have some random people
with a name tag. Bro, like, I need to do my own research to see, but because we saw, like, the voice actors for Spy Family, and I saw Anya, and I was
one was Anya? It was like three girls. Like,
there was. I think at one point there was a more like a heavy set girl, and I don't know if it was her or not, because again, like, there was nobody there at first. There was somebody there for Lloyd, and then I think somebody was there for Yor. Again, I think there's
they had their sign there, but like, people were just, they were just vibing out, walking around and shit. Like,
but I didn't know if they were actually done, because I'm like,
Mario ain't look like fucking Mario. He retired and just let himself go. Like, he had a whole, like, beard and shit. I'm like, this is not the bull in the photos.
I was thinking, I'm like, if this is Mario, this is obviously from, like, a small little, like, this isn't the actual Mario. It's probably,
but it was him, though. It was his name. It's like the OG Mario.
That's wild.
But, like, he just, like, Mario gave up. Lopez. I didn't see him there. Bro, y'all don't understand.
You gotta stop the charade. It's not.
Where did that even start?
Oh, I don't know.
Q went with us, okay? And he really wanted to see Marissa Tomei. If y'all don't know, if y'all seen the Spider-Man films, Aunt May, right? That's her name, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, from which Spider-Man? And I was like, the older one? I was like, dang.
And like, he'll say, like, my cousin Vinny and shit. Like, but she's in a lot of stuff. She's been acting for a long time. Yeah, but like, most recently, and like, probably most popular just because of Marvel and like that stuff. You'll probably know her from that. She was there. And Danny Trejo was going to be there Sunday, and like a couple other people that he wanted to see. But we bought tickets ahead of time before they dropped the schedule for Saturday. Found out that we couldn't see the people we wanted to see. Then it turns out she was there, but she was charging like $130 just to fucking see her. But I was teasing Q because I'm like, yo, like, Marissa Tomei and Danny Trejo are not going to be there on Saturday, but like, Mario Lopez is going to be there Saturday. And y'all are just like, yo, I don't give a fuck about Mario Lopez.
It's just so random to me. I don't know why.
He didn't voice nobody. It was just like,
I just don't know why he's there,
like, extra.
Bro.
Like,
it's May the 4th. It's like anime, sci-fi. Bro, all I see is Saved by the Bell. Yeah, what do you, like, got to do with any of this?
At least the Back to the Future car looked cool, but you had to pay like fucking $25 just to sit in that.
Boy signed his life away to take like four pics that people are not going to remember in the next, like, month.
For a fifth pic, he was posing and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, bro.
Then I was cracking up. Like, after I went saw that, I found that cologne of Mario Lopez. And I sent it to y'all. Why does he have cologne, bro? You know, what I talked about in the episode where I was speaking about like hygiene and shit, I was like, yo, like, if you want colognes and shit for the low, you go to Marshall's, Ross, Burlington. And I really do that. I told you, I get shit for the low. And it's like very hit or miss. It's like some days you get like some really good shit for a discount. Other days you find Mario Lopez cologne. I don't buy it, but I just find it funny to see what's there.
You need to buy it.
Bro, Michael Jordan got a cologne. Mario Lopez got a cologne. Ferrari got a cologne. Who else got a cologne, bro? Cristiano Ronaldo has a cologne in there.
I think I've seen that one before.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of athletes and shit. Or like Adidas cologne. Or like not even Polo cologne. It'd be like Beverly Hills Polo Club cologne.
Bro. Please, like, I know he's probably gonna watch this, but if he doesn't, please get him that cologne for his birthday or something.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, please.
By this time, he'll forget about it, bro. I'm gonna hook him up.
Yo, I'm gonna die, bro.
I'm gonna give him the set, bro. They got the set in there.
Got the lotion.
The body wash and the aftershave. Cause you know, bro, he don't got facial hair.
Yo, I'm gonna crack up, bro. Oh, I just, yeah, I don't know what it is with Mario Lopez.
He still wasn't fucking there. Where was he at? What was he even there for? Imagine he did voice like an anime character, like a dub.
Yo, somebody very fire. Like important.
But I feel like you would pick that up. You ever seen the videos of him like in California getting Mexican food?
I feel like
bro, when he's not on Extra or like doing regular shit, bro, he sound Mexican. He sound like George Lopez, bro.
Like yeah, I feel like I remember you showed me that before.
Yeah, like, I'll send y'all a couple of videos. But like, yo, he sounds so Mexican, like California Mexican. I'm like, yo, that's so dope, bro. Like he code switching like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
I respect that. He on fucking Extra shit. Yo, America's Best Dance Crew.
Yeah, true.
That was my shit, bro.
Yeah, do what he gotta do.
He was the host.
Oh,
but like for him to have that, he like as soon as the camera's cut off, like, yeah, let's quick some fucking tacos, man. I was like, all right, bet. He's probably chilling with Danny Trejo. He said, fuck this convention. But yeah, man, I ain't get it. It was very oddly run. The cosplay was cool.
Yeah, for sure.
People were, but like, yo, like, they're not getting paid to be there.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, we paid to go there, and like the more entertaining shit was the people who went out with cosplay. Like some characters were like,
I feel awesome. Like what they should have had was like a contest.
Sometimes they do that, but like there was like a schedule with all that stuff going on, but I don't know. Like they need to make that at the forefront. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it has like, to be something.
It's the people that make these events for real.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how they like can really organize it better, but just like, don't just do like one thing of that thing. Like, don't just be like, cosplay like contest at like 12 o'clock, and then that's it for the rest of the day. It's like, bro, this drone's going on for more than like 8 hours. Like, maybe put like three of them in there or something, you know, to spread it out, maybe just to give more people a chance.
ETCCon gonna be fucking lit. ETCCon gonna be fucking lit.
True. Like, crazy
fucking cosplay contest, fucking game tournaments. Mario Lopez gonna judge the cosplay contest.
He's gonna be there. He told us.
Mario gonna be there.
Hey, man.
Fucking cracked out.
Sitting there in this
booth. But yeah, bro. The Deadpool was cool. They had like a whole group of X-Men that was cool. I forgot. I think the one John, she had like the mallet. I think she was from Borderlands or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, like that's fire. The food was fucking overpriced as shit and like not even. That's not like you gotta theme it. You know what I mean?
True.
Get some themed pizzas and shit and like baked goods and like get some vendors to pop out.
Bro, if they had like ramen there.
That's what, bro, like so many failed.
They fucking, would've.
You just hire like some fucking, like some food cart people to pull up and like do their thing inside. That's business for them. It's business for you. Like,
true.
See, bro, write this shit down. It's gonna be our DreamCon, bro. We're gonna have family feud like they do at DreamCon.
Yeah, they just don't. I just think they don't know how to like, they don't know and they probably just don't care.
I mean, they run it every year and it's difficult, but like, I feel like, I don't know.
I just
there's like better ways to like distribute everything where you can have like they had the illustrators like in the cut, like the people that make like shit for X-Men and Invincible and Marvel, like the comics, like the illustrators for all that shit. They were just in the corner. Remember we walked past them? They just had their own little tents. Like, yeah, like put them at the forefront. Like,
yeah,
have them do a little bit more. The voice actors have like, if you're gonna be there, like you gotta, there's gotta be like a free period to like just like chop it up with people. Before you pay like $50 to fucking shake their hand and shit. Like, that's insane, bro. Like, you behind the camera. Like, we don't see you. Except for the one couple few that, like, obviously they're in the movies and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, yo, everything gotta be by a paywall now. Why don't you just take the admissions charges and, like, pay them with that for making the appearance? Like,
yeah,
at least make it worth their while so they don't feel like they gotta be pressed to, like, do that shit all like that.
Yeah. Speaking about appearances, I mean, I want to say appearances, but trying to sneak pictures.
Oh, cute. Yeah. What was the guy's name?
Cameron.
Some shit.
For y'all who probably do, y'all are going to hate us if obviously you do know.
From Star Wars. Right.
Well,
video game.
He is in the video game Star Wars. He's from many different things. He's from Shameless. Redhead kid. Yeah, I'm gonna say that.
There you go.
I feel bad for not knowing his name, but it is.
Yeah, they were very protective of like what they.
Yeah, that was weird.
Very protective of like who took, because obviously you pay to get photos, but they have security like kind of blocking off like people trying to sneak photos, and Shane Quinn got caught. He got a funny video of a guy trying to block him, but yeah. I mean, overall, I'd like to go to another event like that, but I just got to see which one's like better ran. Like this one seems like they do it every year, but it's like seems like kind of like just,
yeah,
just a bunch like, of vendors. I don't know,
because like I'm saying, like obviously the video game convention is different 100% because it's literally just video games that already came out that you're playing there just to like have like some type of competition. But also you saw things that were coming out new, like they were like preparing for things coming and showing sneak peeks and stuff, so you'll be like getting the first of the first. You'd be like, oh Stan, this is so cool. But you would be in there and they would have different rooms, kind of like how the auto convention car show, yeah. Auto show is how they, you can go like walk through the whole place. That was just on that one floor for the most part. That was it. So like for me, I just felt like with all of that, at least for the game convention, I felt like we would be there for at least a couple hours.
Yeah, like, feel like you're actually doing shit.
I felt like with this, it was like we were there for like an hour, hour and a half, maybe two. And
we were just like walking in circles, like, bro.
Okay. Like, yeah, I think we kind of got the most. Because again, in order to really do something there, you got to have money. And it's like, well, this kind of sucks. I'm just here to just kind of fill space, but I'm not really
buying shit. It's like more than you got to carry that shit. I feel like the next thing would be cool to do is like a LAN event.
Yeah.
Like, at least to a game that we know about.
Sure, yeah.
Like, back in the day, an Overwatch LAN would have been fire. I'll be getting that. I sent you the post by Luka Doncic that he's like top 500.
Yeah.
And I was like, it makes me want to play, but like, it's not the same. Like, that's the one game I'll be like, I would want to grind up a competitive mode. But I don't know. I 100%.
It's just like the game. Like, I feel like for us, it's like if we had the time, we would do it. But it's just like,
it's not even that. I feel like I'm gonna go in there and be like, yo, I'm bored. Like,
that's true.
Not even bored. It's just like, yo, these people are so corny about it.
Yeah,
like people get so butthurt so fast.
Yeah, you need people to play with, and then also just I feel like time. I feel like that's just for me because like I feel like I'll get into it. Like I said, play a couple games. Of course, I'll get mad, but like if I have somebody there to play with, it'll make me feel more entitled to keep going, not feel as bad. But also like you said, just the time, because I feel like I'll sit there play one day, but then I won't be able to play as much for like the rest of the week. So then it's just kind of like drawn out. Whereas somebody who, like you said, is famous, you know, they'll just be sitting there. We could play for like hours, days, probably not even matter, you know. So it's just like, it all depends. But yeah, I just want to have some of those games back where you can just play that.
But yeah, maybe we'll cross that off on our next like kind of event like that that we'll go to, maybe like a Apex or a Halo or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
we shall see. Or a fighting game event. Take Quinn to a Tekken event. You know, he love that shit now.
I take my brother to that. Man. he's going in on that game.
For all the new Tekken, yeah. But another thing that I want to mention before we dip out of here, just because I know we are going through some time, is did you see that portal that they linked up between Dublin, Ireland, and New York?
Yeah,
there's like a big ass
portal screen.
I was about to say.
Yeah, no, I was just confused at first because audio. I couldn't really hear what you said.
Oh, yeah.
You said Portal, and I thought the game, and I was like, huh?
Ireland?
Yeah, I was like, what's happening?
They hooked up like basically a big ass FaceTime between Ireland and New York, and like there's just been funny stuff coming out of it for the past couple of days. And I just think it's hilarious how like Ireland immediately was just like, yeah, I'm going to show you a screenshot of 9/11 just on the screen. Somebody like put their phone on the camera and like it showed like the Twin Towers burning. I'm like, damn, like it took like 5 minutes.
That's wild.
And I don't know which side did it, but another side took a porn video and just put it on there. I was like, oh, like, you kind of a dick. Like, there's kids standing in front of this. Like,
yeah, you know, it's
not the best time to do that.
It's just funny because let me be really quick about this. I watched a show called Space Force. It has Steve Carell.
It's a comedy. It's like on Netflix, right?
I love that show. I watched that show so many times. I don't know why. It's just hilarious. The reason why I bring it up is because there's a certain point in the show, and I think the first season, where he ends up talking to a certain person about an idea that he has. And his idea was basically kind of super similar to that, where he says, how about we set up like a phone or a camera or something? Or you have these things set up in different places around the world, and people can go up there and basically give a handshake to somebody from around the world. And then the whole idea is just like, what if somebody does something very inappropriate? Yeah. You know, like that was the whole thing. And he was just like, oh, yeah, just do his whole idea in the wall, because he was just like, oh,
yeah, it's gonna ruin it really fast.
But like, yeah, that's literally the same thing where it's like, okay, when I saw that, I was like, this literally reminds me of that.
Somebody
like,
just streaks in front of it, just
butt-ass doing naked. Some weird, inappropriate, or doing something not even to the other person on the other side, but just to the actual thing itself. Like, who knows? I don't know. But
I wonder what hour it runs. Is it like 24-hour feed? Because like, there's going to be a part, I mean, I don't know, maybe now because there's so much hype around it, but there would be probably a point where like it's just nobody standing in front of it. So imagine like you're on one side of it. Probably not, because the hour difference. There's like a 5-hour difference. So probably there's probably always somebody there.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like if it's just empty and it's just a portal, you see nobody there, it should kind of trip me out.
Yeah.
But I was also trying to think like what other purpose could you make it for? Because obviously that's a cool idea to be able to like connect people like that. It's just FaceTime, but still to put it in a public place and like be able to see each other.
Yeah, true.
Sucks that you can't hear each other. At least I don't think, because that'd be kind of hectic.
It would be impossible. All that noise around there, it's impossible.
I feel like that would probably take it to another like level of it, which would be cool. But even if you could like hook up to a feed through your phone or something, you know what I mean? Like you could sync up to it, you hear the audio through there, and you'd be like, there's a mic or something, you know?
Sure, sure.
I'd be cooking on the spot with this shit, bro. I don't do with that what you will, bro. Hire me. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I was like, I saw somebody talk about like what else you do with it. And I was like, imagine they did that for like sport events.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like imagine it's like, all right, like the Sixers and Knicks just were in the playoffs. Imagine you had like a portal here and a portal in New York, but obviously it's very close to each other. Or like Eagles, one at the Eagle Stadium, one at the Cowboys Stadium, the week they're playing each other. And you just got people like, fuck you.
Yeah. Can't hear no audio. Yeah.
Just it's just held in signs.
Yeah.
Or not the same thing, not as impactful, but still pretty cool. Imagine like, I mean, this is still just FaceTime, but if you put this like in a hospital, you have celebrities like sit on side of it and they get to talk to the kids. But that's still just like FaceTime.
Yeah.
But like to see full body and be like, hey, and it's like life size, it'd be kind of cool.
Just Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Also make a wish shit. Like, yeah, John Cena hit everybody one shot.
True. He has to be super like generic about it because he's like in five different rooms at once. He can't.
You're so strong, young child.
Yeah. Like say his name. You're the best.
Yeah. Keep fighting, champ.
Yeah.
I understand what you're going through is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Tell your parent or guardian I said hello.
Right. Like, wait a minute. This is pre-recorded.
Oh, look at your outfit. You look so great today.
Right. Start saying something. Don't even make sense. Shit.
Yeah. Anything that could apply.
It's like, wow, the weather's nice, isn't it?
Pouring rain. I really wish I could be there, but you know, I'm caught up.
Caught up, you know. You can't see me. I'm out.
Bye. See ya.
Get out of there.
Who the fuck signed me up for this shit?
Yeah, he says it while it's still going.
Off camera, we still here. The kid's just like,
why are we still doing this? Oh, man.
Yeah, that's all I could think of for real. Like, they would apply, but it's still a cool concept. I just try to think, like, what other cities would make sense to, like, do that to.
Yeah,
because I mean, obviously, at least with Ireland and New York, it's like English speaking countries for the most part. You can have people like, but if you just do like fucking France and Japan,
yeah,
so how the fuck that?
Well, I mean
they'll just be like, what's
well,
that?
I just think for the most part, it really wouldn't matter. I feel like you could do it anywhere because of the whole no audio.
Yeah, thing, that's what I'm saying.
It's just more so
like, how would it go?
Yeah,
it's just people just staring at each other, like, yo, what's up?
I think something like. Being able to have one in Japan and New York, that'd be tough.
I'm not sure how they did it. I saw another one of, I don't know if there was two people on each side that knew each other or if they did it through the screen, but like they called, one of them called each other.
That's hilarious.
And they were just like, I don't know what they were trying to tell the other person, but like, yeah, like tell him, get the fuck out. Like they were doing all that shit. So it was just like, I don't know if they knew each other or they like showed the number on the screen. Cool idea, but it is what it is. It'd be cool to meet like somebody that way or like have cool interaction that way, even though you can't hear each other. Maybe just write some shit out on some Taylor Swift. But yeah, cool idea. Another thing too, and I pray this is the last time that I bring this shit up ever on this podcast, unless something crazy else comes out of this. But I'm so glad that this Kendrick and Drake beef is over, or like technically over. I don't know. There's still like theories and investigations about people's shit. But I just want to say, I feel like out of all this, obviously, like music wise and whatever happened, like Kendrick won because he released like 10 more songs than fucking Drake did. Like he just kept fucking going. The stuff that they're pointing at each other, there's no like real basis on it. And then nobody really denied, except for Drake denied like the pedophile shit. But like Kendrick getting accused of beating his wife and not seeing his kids and shit, like he didn't deny any of it. So like that just fucking is wild to me. He didn't even address it. Just all this I want to say is that nobody really won at the end of this. Like it was just a smear campaign on both sides. Yeah. And it just taught me that I don't want to meet either of these guys. Like I've been like listening to these guys and like basically like admiring them as musicians and artists since I was like, what, 10?
Yeah.
Then to hear that like these guys were like just shitty human beings, which I already have like had that mentality before. It's like, I don't want to meet some of these people because I don't know them real life.
Yeah.
But it just further confirms it. It was like, yeah, like who would have thought like, Kendrick though, like everybody holds on this moral high ground where he's like, oh, like this activist and like would never do these things, and then Come to find out, like, as far as we know, he didn't say, no, I didn't do it. Beat on his wife, cheat on his wife, hasn't seen his kids in months type shit. Drake fucking, we all have been making jokes about him texting younger people and like being weird events around certain people for a long time.
Yeah.
Not illegal, but still weird behavior until, you know, obviously proven otherwise. And I could go on and on, but I just really want this to be over with. Only other reason that I'll bring this up again and even try to address it is if we really find out Drake did like some R. Kelly type of shit. And I'm like, yo, like, this is fucking wild. Like,
he's done.
Yeah. To me, this just further proved this whole Big Three shit. Like, obviously, Drake, numbers wise, you can't debate because he has like a bunch of industry backing. He has pop hits. So the numbers are always going to be there for him. But this, there was a point in time where I thought, like, yo, like, there's no way anybody could beat this man in a beef, one for one, anything. But then shit just changed. Like, once the music not hitting no more, that veil just falls down. Because right now, his career, he has amazing hits, crazy numbers, but his only beef victory, at least open beef victory that we can know, is Meek fucking Mills, which I'm not happy to say, but it's fucking true.
Yeah.
But then after that, fucking Pusha T just ran his shit. He didn't respond. Kendrick straight up called him out. He's like, all right, you want to call this a beef? Let's do this. And then fucking Kendrick bodied him.
Yeah.
So now you're 1-2 and your only one is Meek Mill. That's not saying much. And that's coming from two people from Philly.
Yeah. And y'all kind of just made up afterwards.
Yeah. Y'all act like shit was cool. Kanye, but there was no really no back and forth between the two of them. They're just throwing a little shade at each other. And then they did a charity concert together. It was fucking hard. I was hyped when I saw that shit. I'm like, yo, they dapped each other up. That shit was tough. But it's like, what are we doing here? There's
also some sneaky stuff with that whole thing, too. Wasn't even like fully like, it was.
Yeah. Weird. So it's like, you stood around too long, Drake. He said, kept talking about retiring for years.
I just think it's not even so much that he stood around too long. I just think he stood around trying to constantly make himself the top.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he just tried to keep making himself relevant constantly. Like, every time you heard something of him and you tried to be like, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to try to listen to some other artists. You're just like, oh, I got another single. It's just like, okay, well, listen to that. That's done. All right, I got another. It's like, all right, bro. Like just calm down.
Well, at least what I was trying to at least point out is that from his last couple of projects, it's just like you listen to them and then you forget what you listen to.
Yeah.
Like, they're very forgettable. It's like you could have left out at the top. Obviously, the Pusha T thing wasn't a great moment for you. But like you could have left out at a really good album and been cool with it and then just did features every now and then. And like you could have stayed relevant that way. Cause like awesome Jay-Z shit. Like Jay-Z hasn't dropped albums since like 2017, but he'll do like features from now and then, show why he's fucking tough, and then just go back and like, you know, back to living with Beyonce and shit.
Yeah. It's just the greed, man. Just wants to have it all.
And then to think recently after he did, what was it? He dropped his most recent album. He was like, I'm taking a little break from, he got like stomach issues or some shit. He said, yeah, he's like, I had like stomach issues. He said, I got to like figure out my gut health and like, my
mental health. I think he was saying something. That was after the picture that his son made, right? Or something like that.
For All the Dogs.
Yeah, right.
He did that. Then he was like, I'm done. And he dropped a little mixtape after that. It was like, I came back a little bit just to drop a couple songs, a deluxe edition, whatever. I'm done. And then this shit happened. It's like, yo, you should have just stayed on your break, bro.
Somebody got a gun to his head.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. It's just, also further confirms that, like, J. Cole, like, kind of removing himself from it makes more sense. Because I'm, obviously, we don't know. But my understanding probably was, like, Kendrick started this off with being like, oh, I'm number one type shit. So it's like, J. Cole's like, all right, bet. Like, if it's talking about, like, rap shit, like, we're just trying to go bar for bar who's better, I could do that. And then everybody's like, yo, like, this is deeper than that. Like, they really don't fuck with each other. So he was like, all right, my fault. This is not what I thought it was. And now he's just chilling, vibing, making his music and his albums and shit. He has openly said he's cheated on his partner before. He's made songs about it. So, like, ain't really shit besides that you can really say about him. He's a married man, changed man. They're still together. So obviously she forgave him. I can't too.
I can't too.
But he ain't beat on nobody. He ain't touching on little kids. So I'm just saying, that's my personal. I relate to him the most. That's my personal goat.
I'm cracking up.
I enjoy all three's music, but I've always resonated with J. Cole the most. And at the very least, I could say that he ain't do no fucked up shit, as far as I know. I still don't want to meet him because of that reason. But I feel like he'd be cool. But I don't want to meet him because I want to keep that, like, all right, he's cool in my eyes.
Imagine he dabs you up. He's like, yo, just to let you know, bro, I really just hate women.
I was like, whoa, what the heck? Not expecting that, bro.
Like, bro, why did you start off with that?
Yeah, like,
you can't just say what's up.
I don't know. I something about you. I just really want to tell you.
I hate women. Like, dang, I gotta go now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go cry now. I'm gonna throw out my Born Sinner CD. But yeah, it is what it is. That's why I was, don't meet your idols, man. It's like, I always feel sad. It's like, oh, I didn't get to meet Bob Marley. I didn't get to meet Mac Miller. He OD'd. Michael Jackson. It would ruin some things for me. I feel like, man, I'd be like, yo, like, this is a little weird.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be more so like, I wouldn't mind meeting them, but it would have to be something where it's like very quick, but yeah, something that's like memorable, but nothing where I stood along long enough.
Cool to little interaction. Something.
Yeah, like just,
hi, what's up, big fan? Boom. Oh, you got. Yeah, okay.
Like something like that, you know, like something really quick but memorable. I don't want to stick around too long to start realizing you got some weird icks and you yeah. start got other stuff going on. Like that's where I'm like, nah.
Yeah, because
like,
if I were to reach like some point of fame and I gotta be around these people, like, yo, like this. Y'all really are all normal ass people. Yeah, this is weird. Like, they're all humans at the end of the day. And, like, obviously, social media just gives it that weird perspective. Because, but back then, it's like you didn't really see celebrities as much. So you just saw them as like this idol until you, like,
saw them. Pick them.
Until you saw them, like, over, like, go on some crazy wild shit where they're high somewhere and, like, they went to rehab. Other than that, it's like, oh, like, they're so beautiful and they can dance so well or they can sing so well, whatever it may be. Not anymore. Be on Instagram Live, just they just be chopping it up and then they do some dumb shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got to say on that. I hope this is the last time I ever speak on this. Hopefully anything further about them is just purely off the music they dropped.
True.
And that's all I'm going to say on that. Anything you want to say before we get out of here, Mark?
Nah, bro. I think that was exactly what we needed to hear. We don't need any more of that, honestly. Just let it rest.
Yeah. Damn. All right. Yeah, that's it for the episode today. We had some technical issues. We're gonna try to figure this out. I feel like for the past couple episodes we've had some type of issue that we had to work around. I apologize for that. I don't like having poor quality shit on our channel, so we're gonna try to find a solution that works for us and we can like have a consistent set quality that you guys can like expect every week. So apologize for that in advance. Appreciate you guys for listening and watching. Thank you guys so much for 2 million views on the channel. I did not forget that. 2,500 subs on the channel. So we're about on our way to 3,000. It's awesome to see. Appreciate all the love always. And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.